day of the sloppy proposal was over with. By that I mean, on occasion some people literally throw a proposal together and send it in, and sometimes they get funded, sometimes they don't. More often they don't, and it's going to get to a point that these aren't even hardly going to get in the front door.
That was Bill Jacobson, the University of Alaska Fairbanks Proposal Coordinator. And I'm Stephen Lay of the UAF Public Affairs Office with this week's edition of University Focus. Bill was predicting the future in his field. Proposal writing takes time to be successful. Requests for funding have always been greater than the funding available. Now with the tightening up of funding in general, competition is going to be much stiffer as more grant proposals chase fewer dollars. To get these increasingly scarce dollars, it is going to take more polishing of a proposal than was previously necessary.
People are going to have to be sharper. They're going to have to get their details better. They're going to have to do a good selling job. I mean, a proposal is a selling tool, pure and simple. And one of the things that I bring out in seminars that I've held is that the beginning portion of a proposal where you talk about what you want to do, you've got to get the interest of that funding agency in about two or three paragraphs. Because if you don't, they're not going to look at the rest of it.
This careful polishing is being caused in part by the reductions in federal grants and support programs. The so-called Reaganomics means cuts in nearly all programs. But the cuts have yet to be actually translated into individual reductions in individual programs. At the University of Alaska Fairbanks, with its major research commitments, such funding is crucial. In the past, it has amounted to between 70% and 80% of the research funding. Have the impending cuts had an effect on the UAF research effort?
They haven't as yet, appreciably. I think they will to a certain extent. We do get some funding from National Endowment for the Humanities, National Endowment for the Arts. Not too much, but we do get some there. And these two agencies of the federal government, as far as I can read with all the publications I get, are going to have about a 40% cut in their funding, which will mean it will be harder to get any money out of them. The National Science Foundation is going to have a cut of someplace around 20%, depending on who you want to listen to, give or take a little bit. And this is going to be primarily in their educational programs, which we do have some funding in. So it's going to lessen any funding that we get there. However, some of this funding may be picked up through the state government.
At a major research university such as UAF, writing proposals is serious business. Last year, the university received more than $30 million in grants and contracts. Almost 400 proposals were submitted in a wide range of disciplines. Approximately one-third of these received some funding. This compares very favorably with the national average.
Nationwide, I've heard it said, runs about 20% to 30%, or has run 20% to 30%, although I've heard recently that it's closer to 20%. So we're above the national average.
As the university proposal coordinator for the last 3 years, Bill Jacobson is pleased with the record and hopes that UAF can continue its success rate in receiving funding, but he warns the future is going to be more competitive. The perception in the lower 48 that Alaska is rolling in wealth is working against the university in competition for dollars. At the same time, however, our experience and location work in the university's favor for proposals relating particularly to Alaskan coal regions research. Still, with less federal money available, it is going to take more effort to receive research funding. The third annual Midnight Sun Writers Conference opens Sunday evening at 7 in the Concert Hall. Following the open session will be a social gathering for conference participants in Lower Commons at 8. Despite a record-setting pre-registration, a few openings are still available. Registrations will be accepted on Sunday evening. Pre-registration for the second semester of summer school is now available in the School of Education. There are more than 40 different classes and special workshops being offered in the second session. To register or for additional information, visit the School of Education on the 7th floor of the Greening Building. For summer visitors, the guided walking tour of the UAF campus is available daily at 9 a.m. The beginning at the University of Alaska Museum, for a comfortable walking shoes for the hour-and-a-half tour. For those who are unable to make a morning tour, it's also offered at 2 p.m. on Saturdays and Mondays. I'm Stephen Lay, and this has been University Focus from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, for education and research for tomorrow, today. University Focus is produced by the UAF Public Affairs Office at KUAC-FM.